USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A state funeral for the late President George H.W. Bush is hours away now at the Washington National Cathedral. Former President George W. Bush will eulogize his father. Leon Panetta, the former California congressman who worked with nine presidents over the past five decades, says this of the late President Bush.
I think, you know, George Bush's death comes at a very important time because maybe it'll wake up some people in Washington that there's a better way to exercise leadership in this country.
Former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn is now to be sentenced on December 18th for his role in the Russia meddling investigation. Prosecutors say Flynn has provided substantial aid to their probe and that a sentence without prison time is appropriate and warranted. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're like most people and you see two gas stations and one sells gas for a little bit less, you go to that one. It just makes sense. Every little bit helps. But here's what's weird, though. Sometimes we save a few pennies here and there and ignore opportunities to save huge money, life-changing money. If you switch to MediShare for your health care, it could be massive savings for you. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Think what you could do with that over time. Just doing the math, that's $6,000 a year. That is significant. And yes, people love it, and they love it because it works. It's believers who share each other's health care costs. More than 400,000 people are now members of MediShare, and it's growing like crazy. Find out how much you could save and why MediShare is so popular. Go to MediShare.com or call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. MediShare.com or 855-90-PSALM.
Worldwide deaths related to terrorism down for the third straight year, according to the Global Terrorism Index that finds fatalities from terrorist acts fell 44% last year to fewer than 19,000. A former TV executive accused of trying to erase sexual misconduct evidence against him. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
An independent probe has found that former CEO Les Moonves destroyed evidence and misled investigators following multiple accusations of sexual misconduct. The report finds CBS has the justification to deny and terminate him for cause. The outside law firms found Moonves engaged in multiple acts of serious, non-consensual sexual misconduct.
The former CEO of the Red Robin Burger chain, Michael Snyder, reportedly killed himself with a gun in his home in Yakima, Washington, Sunday. The 68-year-old Snyder had been CEO of Red Robin from 2000 to 2005. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
One of America's most famous college football coaches is retiring. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
Urban Meyer will retire after coaching the Ohio State Buckeyes in the Rose Bowl on New Year's Day. Meyer had been suspended for the first three games of the season after an investigation looked into his handling of claims of domestic violence that were made against a former assistant coach. Meyer has also been battling health issues in recent years. Ryan Day, who is the team's offensive coordinator, will become Ohio State's new full-time head coach effective January 2nd. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
9-year-old Dane Best fought City Hall and won. The Severance, Colorado fourth grader went to a town board meeting on Monday and presented his case to overturn a century-old ban on throwing snowballs.
They all agreed this law should be changed. I have 20 letters from kids in my class that would like to have this changed. One of our third grade classes wrote an opinion paper on this law.
And of course, after convincing the town board to overturn the ban, Dane himself got to throw the first legal snowball in his town since the 1920s. And while Dane can now legally heave snowballs at his little brother, he now has his eye on another town ordinance which defines pets only as cats and dogs. Dane owns a guinea pig, and he thinks they should have rights too. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.